Chapter 88. Tie. Bodies littered the front lawn. It was a colourful mosaic, formed from the aftermath of human confrontation, both the dying and the already dead. Outside their cottage, all was silent. On the inside, ears strained and eyes hopped from window to door and back again, as the surviving members of the recent battle waited with bated breath for whatever dark intrigue was now about to be unleashed. Around the main door, Ty's sister and mother moved about, washing wounds, smearing salves, and applying fresh bandages to the rest as they gathered their strength for another possible attack. Only two of the Sadaran lancers had survived the earlier Talosian incursion. However, both had sustained wounds that left them incapacitated. If not for Adara's knowledge of medicine from the journals she had been reading, neither would have survived long. From his spot in the corner, Ty listened with his mind as he stretched out his senses, grasping at the beyond and hoping to catch a glimpse of what they were going to face. He was weak, too weak to even stand, and the amount of magic he was able to expel was nearly non-existent. But there, in the distance, a shape started to form in the back of his mind. It wasn't the first time he had encountered this dark sentience. On a small hill, overlooking a valley of dry bones, he had connected with it. A consciousness that held but a single thought. To feed. "It's coming," he said, almost as an afterthought. Ty could feel the silence in the room as everyone immediately ceased what they were doing.
"What's coming?" his father asked.
"Is it the creature?"
His mother held a small mug of tea halfway to her husband's swollen lips. Ty nodded, his eyes still shut in concentration.
"It's almost here."
He could feel it, but this time what he felt was much larger by comparison. Much, much larger. He quickly opened his eyes and turned to face the rest of the room.
"And it's not alone."
The taste of fear lingering within the cottage threatened to choke Ty like a heavy morning fog settling across the forest floor, hindering all sight and leaving him to rely on his less used senses for support. It was crippling at best. Ty's abilities granted him a greater acuity of hearing, and so he was the first to hear it when the clicking came into range. His father's head was the second to lift, and then his brother, as the cracking and snapping reached their trained ears. Others soon took notice of the unfamiliar sound as it resonated through the small space they occupied.
"By the powers!"
Lord Baal glanced around.
"What could be making such a noise?"
He hobbled over to the window and looked out at the empty yard. He glanced to his left, at the barn.
"I don't see anything."
Holding a clean dressing to his shoulder, Ty's father made his way over beside the overlord. Ty took a moment to gain his own footing, testing his strength. He knew what little magic he had originally controlled had been thoroughly depleted in his confrontation with Mangora, and any further use would most likely result in his death. The faint, clicking noises had increased into a low rumble, as everyone gathered around the windows, searching for some indication of its origin. Everyone, except Aiden, who was still lying on the floor, coughing up mouthfuls of blood, and Adara, who was busy doing everything she could to stave off his passing. Ty could feel them.
"They're here."
Feet shuffled even faster from one side of the room to the other, as everyone tried to catch their first glimpse.
"There."
Kellen pointed toward the western edge of the woods. As tight as they could, everyone bunched together to peer out the bay window at the copse of trees on the far side of the house.
I don't see anything.
Baal's statement was punctuated with a grunt of exasperation.
Me either,
Liesa said, trying to poke her head around her father's.
Not there.
Kellen raised his finger and pointed at the top of the window.
There.
All heads tilted back, shifting their focus from the ground to the tops of the trees, as the first of the great spiders made their way out of the uppermost branches.
By the unholy powers!
Baal didn't even bother to hide the tremor in his voice. The others sputtered similar agreements, while the remaining observed in silent horror as the trees came alive with movement. Spiders poured out by the hundreds. Tai watched as one enormous spider crawled out of the woods and skittered its way across the lawn to Mangora's side. It was as tall as a horse. Raising her hand, the witch rubbed her fingers across its thick hide.
There it is, his father said. The Alpha Arachnobe.
Liesa's father turned to Tai and placed a hand on his shoulder.
Son, we're going to need your help now more than ever.
I'm sorry, my lord,
Tai said, lowering his eyes to look at his hands.
But I've got nothing left.
Baal glanced around at the others, but no one bothered to say anything.
Well, I...
The overlord cleared his throat.
I'm sure you'll think of something.
He gently patted Tai's shoulder, trying to look reassuring, but instead giving the appearance of a man who had just received word that his house had burned, his wife had left him, and his daughter had run off with the town drunk. Deflated, and in the throes of utter despair.
Tai, there's nothing to be ashamed of. You fought well.
His father turned to inspect Breen's wounds.
How are you holding up?
Kellen handed Breen one of their swords and leaned his large recurve up against the side of the table, along with a few of their remaining arrows. Breen reached out and took the bow, pulling back on the string to test his strength.
I'm good.
Gently, he prodded his wrapped midsection.
There's nothing like killing a few dozen Northmen to loosen the joints for a few hundred spiders.
His smile was less than convincing. Actually, Tai thought it was quite unsettling. His father gave his brother a proud slap on the shoulder, causing him to wince ever so slightly.
Here,
Adara said, holding out a small leather pouch for her mother to take.
What's this?
She asked, feeling its weight in her hand.
It's the last of my hempervine.
When she saw the confused look on her mother's face, she added, It helps reduce swelling from... Well... She tugged on a lock of her brown hair as she glanced around at the curious faces.
Bug bites.
There was a brief silence before the entire room burst into laughter. The gaiety of the moment was shortened as the sound of the approaching horde grew louder. Kellen was the first to speak. His words were simple, yet direct, and they brought a sense of sobriety to the situation.
We need to barricade ourselves in.